You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So I want to say this as we're closing here, is that, you know, there's crisis coming. It's here. There's two things going on: a big seductive thing that keeps you busy from seeing the problem,
right.
But if you look clearly past all the chatter, there's things happening in the world right now with China and Syria,
right.
And Russia and Israel,
it's
and Iran and America and the economy.
Up.
I mean, all this stuff is
in
happening
Israel.
In Israel. Yeah. And yeah. So we're on the edge of potentially, you know, World War III, different things happening digitally and things
right.
going on, it's a different kind of thing. And that I mean, things are about to shift in the world as we know it.
Yeah.
But this is, could be the moment, because right before the Civil War
mm-hmm.
had the Second Great Awakening.
Yeah.
And it's almost like God brings in the harvest before there's a great loss of life.
Right. Yeah.
Because once you die, it's appointed once to die, and then the judgment.
Right.
And so this great awakening, I believe, is coming, is on the heels of what's going to happen, the crisis in the world.
That's my prayer.
Yeah,
that's
I
exactly
really believe it,
it
is. The Lord has given me some dreams about that happening. And so I want to ask you right now, have you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life?
Mm.
I mean, think about this, that this huge number of lives that have been lost in war, the tragedy, even the Civil War that took place in America, that was brother against brother, over racial divisions and one person thinking they were better than another, but it really happened. It's true history. And our nation is so divided right now. And I can't tell you what's gonna happen in the context. I kind of sense some things are gonna happen. I got some prophetic brothers that are seeing some things. And some, you know, one Rick Joyner is saying specifically out of Morningstar Ministries, the Lord took him and showed him the future history of America. And it says America's second Revolutionary War, America's second Civil War is going to happen. It's already written in the heavenly history books about America. And you can see that right now. The question is where are you? Not what's going to happen in the world.
Right.
Where, because it's appointed once to die and then to judgment. The question is, do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, He loves you.
Right.
I mean, all men are doing all their stuff, the fall of man. Men do crazy, weird things. But God, in the midst of all this, is saying, listen, I love you. I got a plan for your
Amen.
Life. Listen, I want to spend eternity with you, but there's one thing you need to do. You need to understand, I love you so much that I gave my son for you.
Amen.
Listen, I know you couldn't do it. I know you couldn't do it. I wanted to show you couldn't do it. I went history after time showing that people, I said, do this, do this, do this, but the laws couldn't save anybody. It couldn't. I wanted you to see that clearly. So that when I showed up, and that was just a shadow of my son, I showed up to show you, I love you so much that I'm going to give my whole son for you. That's what he says in John 3:16, for God so loved you so much
Amen.
That he took his beloved son and let him be born here and walk as we walk, born of a virgin, to walk in this feeling of temptation and pressure. I mean, your stuff's not unique. Jesus was tempted in every way, just like you were, I was, Ron was. Yet he did it without giving in to the temptation. He never sinned. And then all of our sin, the sin of mankind that ever was put on his back. God allowed the sin of the world to be put on his own son that he loved so that the price of sin, because there's a price for it,
mm-hmm.
is paid for by Jesus Christ. He literally took the sin of the world. And then he allowed the punishment of sin to come on his son. That's why he was crucified. That's why he was beat. That's why he was put on the cross. It's because of our sin. I mean, when somebody's going to punch you, he took the blow. He said, I will actually take that on. I love you so much. And then all of a sudden, he dies for the sin of the world. They put him into a tomb. Pat Hamilton and I were there in the tomb in Israel. Guess what? He's not there. But 3 days later, after being buried in the tomb, he was risen from the dead. God raised his son from the dead once and for all. Understand that he paid the price for sin. Now he was alive. He showed himself to hundreds of people, like maybe 400 or 500 folks, walked around, this is me, it's me. He ate some fish and grits with the disciples, whatever. But he's like, this is it. And then all of a sudden he started going up slowly. And the disciples are looking at him. He said, you know, further, he's going slowly. You know, God understands how we have to go. Okay, he's moving up, he's moving up. And then all of a sudden he disappeared in the clouds. And the angel said, why are you looking up? This same Jesus that you just saw is going to come again.
Amen.
And he's going to come again. He's going to come for a victorious church, a church that's walking in
Amen.
Unity, what
Amen.
We're talking about. The question Amen. Is, Have you made the decision that you have to make, which is making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Listen, you got to understand, He's Jesus. He's the Son of God, that He paid the price of sin, that He died, He was put in the tomb, He was raised from the dead. If I accept that reality, that He took my place, then I can be with Him forever. He loves you so much. He wants to spend eternity with you. And in the book of Revelation, it says, every tribe, every tongue. Listen, I don't care where you are in the world, where you're watching this right now. He loves you. He died for you. And you can make that decision right now to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. If that's you, that's what I did. That's what Ron did. If that's you, I want to pray with you right now. Just pray with me. Pray with me right now. Dear Jesus, thank you, Lord, for dying for my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you lived a sinless life, that you died for my sins, that you were raised again on the third day, and now you sit at the right hand of the Father. Forgive me, Lord, where I've sinned against you, and I've sinned against others, dear God. I want you to be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, guess what? You're in the family of God. We got a phone number. We have information on the screen for you. We have a wonderful packet we want to send you. Welcome to the family of God. And remember this. Let's pray first. So, dear God, we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.